I think there's a lot to be proud of over the past 18 months, be it in education, economic development, and public safety, and my guiding light always being instilling civic pride and boosting civic pride here in the city of Holyoke. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, is making sure we've taken concrete steps to improve Holyoke's image, change the perception of both residents, business owners here in the city, and also people looking into the city from outside, seeing Holyoke in a new light, seeing positive things happening in the city that are building momentum, transparency, bringing more people into government. Unlike ever before, I think we're finally seeing a sense of civic engagement, involvement, holding public officials, including myself, accountable for decisions that we make, people showing up to city council meetings, to my office, volunteering to be on boards and commissions. That's been something really, really inspiring and empowering to see in the city of Holyoke, because so many people engaged from different backgrounds in the decisions that the city government is making. I think in economic development, you know, be it tax incentives, new businesses in the downtown, our urban renewal plan, the key public investments we're making in the downtown have created an environment where people want to invest and bring their business here. I think in education, be it leading the charge to select a new school superintendent, focus on early literacy, and also make sure we're reforming our Dean Vocational High School. And then public safety is something I'm most proud of, making sure we bring violent crime down by making key investments in our narcotics unit and in community policing, putting bike patrol back and foot patrol, the mobile community policing unit, a canine unit, just making sure we're responding to crime issues in a comprehensive and holistic way to prevent crime before it happens.
I know you said in your inaugural address that you saw the future of Holyoke's economy as being based in technology and the arts. What have you done to advance that future?
Yeah, I continue to advocate for an economy around art, innovation, and technology. And while we're known as being the paper city, I think we're becoming what's called the maker city. So getting back to making things again, be it making art, making new products, working with manufacturers, making new ideas. And that's something really exciting for the city of Holyoke. We have what's called the Art and Innovation District, and I convene the Innovation District Task Force on a monthly basis in my office. And the major thing we talk about is how we take advantage of the investment of the High Performance Computing Center and leverage that to bring more investment into the city, be it new residents or new businesses. And so to have sort of a quasi-municipal state private sector collaboration to talk about the Innovation District has been effective. Number one, I took a concrete step to hire a creative economy industries coordinator, someone that works full-time for the city, just about how we build an economy around art and innovation and market the city as a good place for artists to be and interact. And again, people sometimes see art as painting and a photo, but it's much more comprehensive than that. It's the development of new products. It's marketing Holyoke as a place for film and filmmakers, for fashion, for anything really that's going to make Holyoke a place where people want to be, want to spend time, and want to spend time with their family and friends. In technology, making sure we have incubation-like spaces, cheap spaces for entrepreneurs in the downtown. We've been able to build off the computing center with some companies in that area, take site control, attract a few IT and startup companies to Open Square. And so we're slowly building an environment where people want to be here. They want to be part of the buzz and energy that is happening in Holyoke. They've seen the success and the progress we're making on other issues, and they want to help us be part of really what's going on and what's changing in the city of Holyoke.
When you took office, you were youngest mayor in the city's history, and you got quite a bit of attention because of that, including national attention.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of pressure on you at the beginning, and has that pressure subsided at all?
I think it was some extent. To some extent, there was some pressure at the beginning. You know, I always made sure to pivot the attention on me as an individual and my age back to attention on the city of Holyoke, because I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it because I think the city of Holyoke needed a passionate, long-term energy in the city and someone with a vision, and that's why I ran for office in the first place. And so any opportunity I'm given to make sure we promote the city of Holyoke, the assets we have for residents and businesses, I'm going to do that and take advantage of that publicity. But at the same time, my primary focus is being mayor, being here with my boots on the ground, really working every day to improve the image of the city and to focus on the issues that are important to voters.
You moved to an apartment in downtown Holyoke shortly after you were inaugurated.
Yeah.
in an effort to promote downtown as a place to live. Have people followed you?
Yeah, I think we've seen an uptick in interest in the downtown. We have a lot of younger people, artists, entrepreneurs, new companies popping up in the downtown across from Open Square where I live, the new Simple Diaper and Linen Company, Dog Biscuits, bakeries, a few new businesses on High Street. And so foot traffic has definitely increased. 18-19 months later, I'm still living in Open Square. I enjoy it. You know, people enjoy seeing the mayor walking around the downtown. I think it sends a message that the area is safe, that it's a good place for people to be. And I think it's important for us to continue beating that drum.
Got to ask you about the casino issue. As you see all of this casino activity happening all around Springfield, West Springfield, Palmer, any regrets on your part about blocking casino developers from coming into Holyoke?
No regrets at all about not. I actually think Holyoke's in a good position, and I'm quite relieved that we're not the community having that conversation, because what it allows us to do is really focus on the important issues that I outlined during my campaign and throughout my administration, which is, number one, promoting an economy around art and innovation, making sure Holyoke remains a safe community, and we continue making it a safer community, and education. I think casinos, as I learned from experience, really monopolize the conversation and don't allow you to really focus on anything else in the community. And I think Holyoke actually has a long-term, comprehensive economic development strategy absent from casino gaming.